Good morning, my brothers stood across the nations of the earth, and welcome to Daily Declarations. Our declaration for today will be taken from Romans chapter 12 and verse 11, and it reads, "Not slothful in business, fervent in spirit, serving the Lord." This verse of scripture starts with an attitude you should not embrace, and this is the attitude of slothfulness or laziness. A lazy person is not inclined to work or exertion. He loves to spend time in indolence and engages in the act or instance of idling. Proverbs 21:25 says, "The desire of the lazy man kills him, for his hands refuse to labor." You see, in life, nothing just happens. Things are made to happen, and the process or act of making things happen is called work. Sir Isaac Newton, in his first law of motion, states that every object will continue in a state of rest until an external force is applied to it. A lazy man or woman loves to make excuses. He loves to sleep away his time and is wiser in his own eyes. It is a very dangerous attitude to embrace because, according to the scriptures, the following below describes a lazy man and the consequence of his laziness. Number one, a lazy man lacks understanding. Number two, a lazy man will be poor. Number three, a lazy man cannot be considered for promotion. Number four, a lazy man will have nothing. Number five, a lazy man will lose what they have and be cast out. Number six, a lazy man will become a great destroyer. And number seven, a lazy man will constantly experience things falling apart in his or her life. It is clear that a lazy person will never truly succeed. In order to succeed at any venture, you must learn to embrace hard work and, better still, smart work as a lifestyle. If hard work is doing the work of 10 people, smart work is getting 10 people or creating a system to do that work. This is so that you can focus on the critical and essential functions and achieve much more by doing less of the non-critical and essential tasks in your day-to-day endeavors. This is how to embrace the philosophy of less is more. Embrace the attitude of diligence today. Diligence stems out of passion crafted from a vision of your personal purpose in life and destiny. Work hard, but learn to also work smart by leveraging the opportunities, resources, tools, people, and relationships at your disposal. It is a new day for you. Now, let's take the declaration together, and I stand in agreement with you as we do that. I receive grace from you, Lord, to be diligent in my business and to mind my own business. I also receive grace to keep the embers of the fire of the Holy Spirit burning in me and to serve you unashamedly, extravagantly, and wholeheartedly. Lord, beginning from today, help me to maximize and leverage all the opportunities, resources, tools, people, and relationships that you may bring my way. In Yeshua's name, Amen. If you'd like to receive eternal life, which is a God kind of life, please say this prayer after me. Father, I come to you in the name of Yeshua. I believe in my heart that Yeshua died for my sins according to the scriptures. He was raised from the dead for my justification. I declare that Yeshua Mashiach is my Savior, first love, and Lord. I am a child of God. Thank you, Father. In Yeshua's name, Amen. If you've just prayed this prayer, please send an email to info@ignitedailyinspirations.com. That is info@ignitedailyinspirations.com. Using next steps as the subject so that I can help you grow into maturity in Christ. You can subscribe to Daily Declarations Podcast by going to linktree.com/Francis Ugbeyekwu. Or simply copy the link and paste in your browser. That link again is linktree.com/Francis Ugbeyekwu. If you are blessed by this or got some value from it, please use the share button. I am Francis Ugbeyekwu. And before I come your way again, I want to pray for you and bless you. May the Lord bless you. May the Lord keep you. May the Lord make his face to shine upon you and be gracious unto you. May he lift up his countenance upon you and may he give you peace. In Yeshua's name, amen.